Okay, so this is a self-hypnosis practice for the management of acute pain. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and arms, find a comfortable spot where you can rest easy, and when you're practicing this, make sure you're in a place where you won't be disturbed. So if that requires putting up a note or something like that. So it's important to adjust your head, adjust your shoulders, adjust your arms, your feet, so that you can relax and find a comfortable posture. So allowing your shoulders to drop down, your head to sink into the chair or the bed, wherever you lie, and allow your whole body to relax. So throughout this hypnosis session, you will be aware of the sounds around. You don't need to try to block out these sounds or force anything. Just allow everything to flow and happen as it may. Not trying to control it or force it to happen. And just take the messages that you find most important to you and disregard the rest. So throughout the hypnosis, you'll also notice that certain changes begin happening. They may happen slowly, they may happen immediately. And so trust that what you're doing is right for you. So now what I'd like you to do is, with your eyes open, stare directly up as if you're looking straight through the top of your head. Looking directly upwards with your eyes open. And gradually you'll start to notice a light strain in the lower lids as you stare upwards. Continuing to look up, and then take a deep, deep breath in and hold it. Good, now holding that breath, continuing to hold. Good. Allow your eyelids to flutter closed as you continue to look upwards, holding that breath. And then let that breath slowly out and allow yourself to relax to a comfortable position. And as you take a next deep breath in, whether it be through your mouth, through your nose, focus all of your attention on the movement of the air moving in through your nose or in through your mouth. Allow that to become the center of your focus, to consume your focus and your attention, breathing nice and deep and slow all the way in, comfortably deep, comfortably slow, filling your lungs and your chest with nourishing oxygen, and then at a pace that feels right to you, let that breath go. Long, slow, deep breath out. Let that breath out, completely emptying your lungs. And in a very slow, calm, casual way, take your next deep breath in, focusing all your attention on the movement of the air as it passes in through your nasal passage or passes in over your lips, breathing nice and deep and slow in, comfortably, easily, rhythmically, and then letting that breath out all the way out. Just letting that breath go, letting your whole body sink down and relax, your shoulders dropping down, your jaw releasing, the muscles around the eyes begin to loosen and relax so that the little muscles at the corners of the eyes smooth out, the eyebrows relax, the muscles in the forehead relax. Little by little, with every exhalation, your whole body begins to relax more and more. Every exhalation is your time to release tightness and tension, to let your thoughts go. And slowly, little by little, with every breath, you'll notice your mind wanders off to a happy place, could be a place you've been before, a place that's imaginary, a place you'd like to go. But wherever you go, wherever your mind drifts off to, it drifts off there more and more with every exhalation, beginning to be able to see things, hear things, feel things in your happy place. And it can simply be a momentary place you were in time, the top of a mountain, a wonderful beach, a place you used to enjoy going as a child, a waterfall you found magical and enjoyable. Wherever it is, real, imaginary, whether you've been there or not, just allow yourself to use all of your five senses, the things you can smell, see, hear, taste, feel, feel inside your body, outside, to immerse yourself into all the experiences of this happy place. And so with every exhalation, your mind can drift off there more and more. And with every exhalation, your body will relax more and more. So with every long, slow, deep breath in, breathing in ever so slowly, rhythmically, calmly, and fully in a way that feels comfortable for you, filling your chest with nourishing oxygen. And then slowly exhaling, letting all the tension drain out of your body. Letting your tummy relax, the muscles in your rib cage relax so you can breathe more deeply, more rhythmically, more easily. The short muscles in your arms, in your bicep and tricep, forearms, your hands, begin to relax more and more. Every exhalation, your body releases tension. It evaporates from your body. You breathe it out. And more relaxation enters into your experience. Breathing nice and deep and slow, all the way in. Breathing in that nourishing oxygen. And then exhaling and let it go. Letting it go more and more. Noticing how relaxation has begun to settle more and more in the forehead, as if there's a healing energy moving down from the top of your head, over the forehead, around the eyes, over the cheeks, over the jaw, flowing downwards over the neck and shoulders. Little by little, with every exhalation and with every word that is said, your whole body begins to relax more and more. And you notice different parts of your body relaxing. It may be sensations of heaviness or lightness, coolness or warmth. Whatever you experience, just allow yourself to notice it with curiosity and surprise. You may notice a warmth, a heaviness, a lightness, coolness in the fingertips, both hands or one hand more than the other. You may notice it more, perhaps in the toes and the bottoms of the feet. Whatever you notice, just allow yourself to be curious and surprised, allowing yourself to experience it, enjoy it, and allowing your mind to drift off to its happy place. The mind is always busy thinking, wondering, planning, and slowly, little by little, these thoughts will slow down, and you'll drift off to your happy place. And it'll be as if you're not really thinking about much at all. The thoughts will slow down so much you don't even notice them. And as your mind slows down, becomes more at ease, your body relaxes as well. And you may notice gradually your whole body beginning to feel either light or heavy, warm or cool. Whatever you notice, just allow yourself to experience it. Some people actually feel as if they're sinking down into the chair, the furniture, the bed, wherever they lay, as if they're cocooned. Some people feel as if they're floating. Just let yourself experience whatever you experience. And if ever your mind wanders as it may, you can just gently bring it back to focusing on slow, comfortable, rhythmic breathing and the sensations of each breath as the air moves in and the sensation of each exhalation, the image and the sensation of just releasing tightness and tension, releasing it more and more. You may already notice how the shoulders and the chest have become more relaxed. The upper back, the lower back begins to relax more. The hips and the abdomen begin to relax. All the way down to the tips of the toes, relaxing more and more in a pace that feels right to you. And it's interesting to know that you can control what you focus on. You're in charge of your focus, and you can redirect your focus to the sounds of my words, to the growing sensations of relaxation in your body, to the slow rhythmic breathing, to your happy pace, whatever you decide. You can redirect your thoughts there. Just letting things go. Letting whatever happens, happen. Let it unfold as it may. And you will experience deep relief without needing to force it or make it happen. It'll just happen all on its own. It's interesting to know that when you're relaxed, you cannot feel anxious, worried, or uncomfortable. These are the opposites. Relaxation, mental peace is our goal. The more relaxed you are, the more comfort you'll feel, and you'll build a lasting memory of deep relaxation. You'll build a lasting memory of how calm you can feel, how comfortable, how resilient you can be, fully relaxed, using this tool. You may be able to imagine, sense, or feel your whole body sinking down little by little or floating right through the chair. With each breath, it becomes easier and easier. Each breath, breathing in more and more calm and relaxation. And each exhalation, just releasing stress, releasing discomfort. Each breath in, breathing in strength and calm. And each breath out, releasing stress and discomfort. And in a moment, I'll slowly count from 1 to 5. And as I do, I'd like you to simply take 5 very deep breaths, 1 at a time. And as you let each breath out, I'd like you to simply notice how you sink down, more and more relaxed, more and more at peace, more calm and more comfortable. So when you're ready, 1, take a deep breath in. Good. And let that breath go. Let that breath all the way out. Good. Let yourself sink down, deeper and deeper relaxed. Your mind drifting off to a happy place. Your breath, the center of your thoughts. Growing sensations of relaxation, whatever they may be. Just enjoying more and more this physical, this emotional, this mental holiday to just escape. Time just for you to relax. Sinking deeper and deeper every regular breath you take at a pace that feels right to you. Good. And two, another deep breath in. Good, and let that breath go. Just let go of everything but the growing sensations of relaxation you notice in your body. You may notice it more in the tips of the toes, the bottoms of the feet, the legs. You may also notice it, the fingertips, the hands, the arms, a lightness or a heaviness. You may notice a gentle heaviness in the eyelids, in the forehead, the cheeks, and the jaw. Just allow yourself to enjoy whatever you notice. Enjoy any of the changes you notice. Let yourself enjoy this physical, mental, emotional vacation. Time just for you. Letting go more and more. And three, another deep breath in. Good, and let that breath go. Let it all the way out. Let your whole body just sink down, more and more peace. Your mind drifting off to your happy place. Seeing more, feeling more, smelling more, noticing more in your happy place. Enjoying it more. The ability of your mind to just drift off and be somewhere else. This is the power we have as humans. Our mind can be elsewhere. Separate from our body, our minds can just drift off. Sinking deeper and deeper into comfort, into calm, into a deep relaxation. Knowing more and more your resilience, that deep inner strength. Follow your breath. Enjoy the sensations. Let your mind drift to your happy place. And four, when you're ready, another deep, deep breath. Good, and let that breath all the way out. Good. Just let go now of everything but the comfort you feel throughout your entire body. Let your mind drift. Let your body relax. Enjoy the sensations of relaxation. continuing to drift more and more with every regular breath you take. Drift deeper and deeper, letting go more and more, enjoying your happy place, following the rhythmic nature of your breath. And five, a very deep breath now. Good, and let it go, sinking down very, very deeply relaxed now. Letting your whole body relax, letting your mind drift to your happy place, following your breath. My words may feel more distant, but you can follow the sound of my voice as it drifts with you. And in a moment, I'll ask you to take one more deep breath to fill your lungs and your chest. And this time I'll ask you to hold it until I say the words, let go. And when I say the words, let go, you'll let that breath go as fast as you can. And as you do, you'll feel yourself sagging limply back, deeper and deeper, much more relaxed, in a deeper, deeper, pleasant hypnotic trance. All right, take that deep, full breath and hold it. Good. Hold it. Hold it. Okay, let it go. Let yourself go very deeply relaxed. Let your whole body sink down, very limp, very relaxed. Continuing to sink deeper and deeper into comfort with each breath you take, with each word that is said. And as you sink deeper and deeper, I'm going to take a moment. As you drift deeper and deeper into your happy place, as you follow your breath, to explain a little bit about the mind and how we can use the power of the unconscious mind to help you manage discomfort and pain more effectively. When we use hypnosis to help us manage our mind, we can change our perception of pain. We can change our perception of pain into a dull ache. We can dial down the intensity from what could be perceived as a 9 or 10, dialing it down, lower and lower, a 5, a 4, a 3, and more. We can change the way our emotions react to pain. We can change it from anxiety, sadness, and overwhelm to a place of acceptance. Not acceptance as in we embrace the pain, but we can let the pain pass through us and pass by. We can let that pain pass by. We don't fight it. We just let it pass through us. We can change our thoughts from the future and the past to the present, just working through each wave of pain, celebrating when it passes. Instead of worrying about the next wave, We just enjoy the moments between. We do our living the moments between. And as we dial down the intensity, as we take our mind elsewhere, as we use our breath and the natural powers to dissociate, pain becomes more manageable and we can carry on with our life. And as we carry on with our life, our determination grows. As our determination grows, our resilience to handle anything grows. We become stronger in mind and stronger in body. We can use hypnosis, we can use breath, our slow breathing in and out, to relax the mind, to relax the muscles in our body, so the pain de-escalates. We can take our mind elsewhere, and we can actually change the frequency, the intensity of the pain signals that reach the brain. And we can go on with life with a fierce determination. Hypnosis, the breath, just natural dissociation. We can block the signals from reaching the brain. We can reroute these signals and we can change their perception. We know in chronic pain that some neurons become hyperexcited. This is called allodynia. Certain proteins begin to collect in these areas in response to repeated neuronal excitation. And this triggers the excitation of pain neurons in a case that they wouldn't normally be activated. It just becomes hyper-excited. The nociceptor neurons throughout the peripheral nervous system start going into overdrive. Pain signals originating from different parts of the body travel up to the cortex. But first, they travel through the emotional processing centers of the brain. And this is unlike any other sense. Smell does not travel through the emotional processing centers of the brain, but pain does. So if we can intercept it at that stage, we can change how we interpret the pain emotionally by being calmer, less hopeless, less frustrated, less agitated by pain, which are all normal reactions, by being more tolerant of the pain when it comes to visit and letting it pass through, we can change how pain signals get processed in the emotional centers of the brain. The emotional centers of the brain involve the amygdala, the anterior cingulate cortex, the hypothalamus, and others. These are the same centers involved in processing fear, anxiety, anger. And then it moves to the midbrain. There are some other parts, and these are referred to as the pain axis. And this is what we can intervene using hypnosis. Using the breath, we can change how the brain interprets pain. And that's what we're going to do today. When we are calm, when we carry on with life in a paced and determined manner, in a patient manner, when we can maintain a positive attitude even in times when it's tough, we can actively minimize and change how the brain interprets pain. We can know, we can believe, better than before. This wave of pain will pass. When we focus on the here and the now, we breathe through the wave. We know this pain wave will pass. We all have the ability to change how we perceive pain, and we're going to tap into the brain's ability to dissociate, to let your mind float elsewhere, to be in your happy place, to use your breathing, to let the wave pass you by. If you're willing to learn a technique that's going to help you enjoy life once again, feel more calm and comfortable, and tap into your resilience, allow one of your fingers to float up to indicate. Good. Now take a very deep breath in through your nose, the deepest breath you've ever taken. Good, and let it go. Let it go. Good, let it go. As you've noticed, there's times where you notice pain more than others. Times when you're busy working, on a phone call, engaged with somebody you enjoy, you notice the pain less. When we're absorbed in something, we can distract the mind and we notice it less. The pain actually lessens. Focusing on pain amplifies it. And we want to tap into the powers of your mind to distract, to breathe through it, to let your mind go elsewhere. So bringing your happy place back to mind, let yourself be there, feel yourself there, see yourself there, notice everything you can sense, you can feel, inside and out, smell, taste, touch, whatever makes sense to you. Notice all the colors, the sights, the sounds, the feelings inside and out. Immerse yourself in the timelessness of your happy place. And as you look around in your happy place, as you float there, drift weightlessly, notice that you are safe. There's an absence of immediate threat. You are safe and you are comfortable. There's nothing you need to do but drift in this timelessness. There's no danger. There's nothing you need to do to protect yourself. You are safe. So as you practice this self-hypnosis today, take a moment to think about what percentage you'd like to reduce the intensity of your pain by. 10%, 5, 20, 30, 40, 50. Keep that in mind as you drift in your happy place. As you float there, not a care in the world, nothing to bother you. And we're going to use the power of your unconscious mind to let any discomfort pass, to ignore the pain, to carry on with life, to move through it. And as you practice this self-hypnosis daily, you'll feel this skill develop and get stronger. Instead of strong, intense pain, it'll subside. You'll be able to more effectively distract yourself, more effectively use your breath, more effectively persist and pace yourself with patience and kindness. And the pain, whatever it may be, the wave will pass. Waves of pain pass like the waves in the ocean. Each wave comes, gathers speed and height, meets the beach, dissolves into the sand, retreats back onto the ocean to disappear. Pain is like waves, comes and goes. And we can breathe through the waves of pain, distract ourselves, take our mind to our happy place, and we can be there. And as we do more and more, we perceive pain differently. The emotional processing centers of the brain, where the pain perception travels first, begins to know this will pass. Pain begins to be perceived more accurately as a 2, a 3, or a 4. And you can carry on with a smile on your face. So thinking for a moment, not only the intensity that you'd like to dial it down by, also think about how you'd like to change your perception of the pain. You can change it from a throbbing, from an ache, from a stabbing, to more of a coolness, a numbness, a warmth, a wave, a dullness. Think about what sensation you'd like to change it to, remembering you are safe. There's no danger. This is just a hyper-excited messaging. The brain is falsely misinterpreting the discomfort. There's nothing you need to do to protect yourself. You're safe. Everything's okay. There's no further danger. The injury has occurred and it's over. And you can let each wave pass. So now what I'd like you to do is take a moment, imagine with your eyes closed a TV screen across the room, away from you. And on that TV screen, you'll see an image of you. And the part of your body where you feel the discomfort. Imagine also you have a remote control. And with that remote control, you can do two things. You can change the intensity of the pain, you can dial it down, you can let that pain dissipate. Like a rock thrown into a lake, the waves expand out, dissipate and disappear. And as the pain dissipates, it lowers in intensity. So you can do two things. You can dial down the intensity, the color that you may attach to that sight of discomfort, from a dark, deep, vibrant color, dial it down to a pale color, barely noticeable, almost white. So you can do two things with the remote control. You can dial down the intensity. Changing the color, and you can allow that pain to dissipate, spread out, disappear like the wave retreating back into the ocean, the ripples on a lake blending into the calm stillness of the lake, letting that wave pass. In doing so, you change how you perceive the discomfort. So once you can see on the TV screen the spot on your body where you usually get a signal of pain originating from, allow one of your fingers to float up to indicate. Good. And relax your hand. Noticing how on that image, so not in you, but on the image, notice how the pain typically feels. And I want you to imagine changing that feeling from one feeling to another, from a stabbing, from a throbbing, to a dullness, to a wave, to a warmth, to a coolness, whatever makes sense to you. Taking long, slow, deep breaths in as you do, filling your lungs with nourishing oxygen and releasing any tension and tightness as you change that sensation and let it go. Your mind is still in your happy place. It's far away. Changing that sensation, changing the perception in your mind. Change this sharpness to a dullness. Change it to a subtle throb, distant, more remote, a coolness or a warmth. Keep working on that as you also use the remote control to change the intensity. And as you change the intensity, feel yourself, see yourself using your breath and floating farther and farther away to your happy place. Dial that intensity down. See it dissipating, dissolving, retreating. See yourself floating farther and farther away, using your breath, using your mind. Changing the sensation, the perception, the intensity, floating off. See the image changing on the screen, maybe becoming paler, barely recognizable. A true, accurate reflection. Things are calming down, smoothing out, relaxing. Intensity is going down at a rate that feels comfortable for you. The sensation is changing. The color is getting pale. You're growing more distant. taking long, slow, deep breaths in. And letting go, letting go, letting your whole body relax, drifting off, not a care in the world. Letting the waves pass you by, letting it dissipate, letting it fade, letting it spread out and decrease, disappear. Keep taking long, slow, deep breaths. See it getting smaller and smaller. Notice your ability to change how you perceive the pain. The intensity and the sensation. Take as much time as you need. If you need more time, just let one of your fingers float up to indicate. Taking long, slow, deep breaths, really feeling your happy place. The separateness, the way you've drifted off, and taking another moment to notice the deep relaxation in your hands, your arms, shoulders, your chest, your back, your tummy, your hips, your legs. Noticing it in your forehead, your eyes, your cheeks, and your jaw. Noticing it, how lovely it is, comforting, calm, peaceful. Remain in this state of relaxation. Drift, enjoy this mental, physical, emotional holiday. And as you practice this self-hypnosis, each and every day for the next little while, your ability to use this skill to tap into the power of the mind, to go elsewhere, to dissociate, your ability to use your breath, to let the waves pass, your ability to change your emotional reactions to pain, to stay in the moment, with confidence knowing the wave will pass. These will all grow stronger. And you'll know with great confidence, a wave may come, but it'll go. It'll rise and it'll fall. It'll dissipate. You can shrink the intensity. You can change the sensation you perceive, the power of your mind. You can change how the emotional processing centers of your brain interpret the pain. You can ease into it, knowing it'll pass. And each and every day you'll grow stronger, and your determination to live a happy, calm, relaxed, confident life will grow stronger, so will your resilience. This is a powerful tool that you now have at your disposal to use to manage discomfort more effectively. Letting each wave pass, letting it dissipate. Changing the perception, changing the intensity, changing your emotional reaction to it, changing your thoughts about it. Less worry about the future, more focus on the here and now. Enjoying what you can with a new positive attitude. Seeing the small gains, developments, small changes each and every day as you persist. And in your deepest mind, fully aware of how much comfort you have now, knowing that even after this hypnosis session ends, it'll stay with you. The comfort will stay with you. The peacefulness in your mind, the knowledge that you have this skill will stay with you. Hours, days, and weeks, the more you practice, the longer it stays with you. And in a moment, I'll count from 1 to 7. And as I do, you'll feel a little more alert, a little more awake. At the count of 7, you'll be able to open your eyes, feeling relaxed and refreshed. You'll be able to, in your time, return back to the room around you, feeling a renewed sense of confidence and determination. Confidence that you can manage one day at a time, 1 hour at a time, 1 minute at a time, 1 week at a time. So now I'm going to begin counting from 1 to 7. 1, feeling rested, relaxed. 2, feeling calm. 3, feeling determined to change the way your mind perceives pain. 4, feeling more resilient and confident. 5, beginning to feel more alert, more aware of the sounds around, more aware of the sounds outside the room, outside the building, whatever building you're in. More aware of your breathing, more aware of the contact with your body and the furniture. And 6, more aware, the sound of my voice able to wiggle your fingers and toes. And 1, when you're ready, opening your eyes, feeling relaxed and refreshed with a renewed sense of well-being.